Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 22nd, 2021. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaica's Minister of Justice urges support for national ID system. Delroy Chuck, Jamaica's Minister of Justice, is calling on Jamaicans to lend their support to the National Identification System, NIDS, designed to prevent identity theft over cyber channels. Chuck described the critical need for support of the system at the 3rd Joint Select Committee on National Identification and Registration Act 2020 virtual town hall meeting. He noted that one of the benefits of NIDS, or NIDS, is the avoidance of identity theft, and said that many Jamaicans have experienced the negative consequences of identity theft and seen their bank accounts robbed by criminals using stolen personal information. Police Commissioner of Jamaica says it is safe to return to the island. In response to concerns from Jamaicans around the world who have not wanted to return to Jamaica on a permanent basis because of its high crime levels, Police Commissioner Major General Anthony Anderson is providing reassurance that the crime situation is not as bad as publicized. He said the media portrays the problem in an aggravated way. Specifically, Anderson said that what remains untold in many cases is details of the victims and the perpetrators. For example, the media does not say when a crime is the result of a domestic problem as opposed to a stranger situation. The Jamaican government has implemented states of emergency in areas of St. James, Kingston and St. Catherine, as well as zones of special operation, or ZOZO, which have contributed to a decline in major crimes in recent years. This week's Caribbean news. Leaders of Caribbean nations welcome Biden-Harris administration. Caribbean leaders have welcomed the official start of the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris presidential administration in the United States, with the Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerrit, saying he was looking forward to working with the new administration to enhance the prosperity of both nations. Mia Motley, Prime Minister of Barbados, also welcomed the change in the U.S. top-level administration. The President of Guyana, Irfan Ali, said his country is ready to stand with the new U.S. President and Vice President in calls for unity and democracy. Vice President Kamala Harris is the first South Asian and Caribbean American to serve in that role in U.S. history, and she thanked Caribbean American voters for helping to ensure the victory of the Biden-Harris ticket. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Jamaicans in diaspora see new hope with Biden-Harris leading U.S. Thousands of Jamaicans and other Caribbean nationals in the diaspora are feeling hopeful about their status as immigrants in the United States with the coming to power of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Biden has already put forward a new immigration law providing a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million plus people who currently live in the U.S. illegally. The proposed legislation would allow undocumented individuals to apply for temporary legal status, and after 5 years, pending criminal and national security background checks and proof of tax compliance, they would be able to apply for green cards. This week's business news. JAMPO signs a memorandum of understanding with Caribbean Chamber of Commerce in Europe. The Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, has entered into an agreement via a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Caribbean Chamber of Commerce in Europe, the CCCE, to increase trade and commerce between Jamaica and the United Kingdom and Europe. The MOU is also meant to increase European investment in Jamaica. It covers four critical areas of partnership: provision of market intelligence and market information, new matchmaking for business partners, technical assistance and support, and allowing the sourcing of investment partners and funding. The MOU is a one-year agreement that targets the Jamaican sectors of agriculture and agribusiness, creative industries, energy, global digital information and communications, technology and knowledge services, logistics and infrastructure, and marketing. This week's Arts and Entertainment News. Reggae historian calls for Jamaican Reggae Hall of Fame. Roger Steffens, a noted reggae historian, is calling for a Reggae Music Hall of Fame, criticizing local authorities for the lack of such an institution. He made his remarks following his efforts to have the late Toots Hibberts inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Bob Marley and Jimmy Cliff were inducted in 1994 and 2009, respectively. Steffens says other Jamaicans should be inducted, but says it would be better to have a Jamaican Reggae Hall of Fame to recognize artists like Peter Tosh, Joe Higgins, Coxon Dodd, King Tubby, Roy Shirley, Alton Ellis, Slim Smith, Jimmy Riley, Justin Hines, Dennis Brown, Jacob Miller, Prince Buster, Duke Reed, The Mighty Diamonds, and Culture. Steffens is said to have the largest collection of Jamaican music memorabilia in the world and believes it was full-time that Toots Hibbert, credited with giving the reggae genre its name, be recognized at a high level. Now for this week's sports news. Athletics Club formed to recognize new young track and field talent. Omar Hawes, the head coach of the new Calabar-based Legacy Athletics Club, believes that the organization has already gathered an impressive group of athletes to meet its